from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get it. But the idea that, like, Memphis basketball could not hire a quality coach just because they haven't, maybe, you know, in the last three cycles or two cycles or whatever, it's just a fallacy. They absolutely can.
I'm not willing. I would go along with you to say Pelly's not a quality coach. I'm not doing
well,
that.
Well, I'm saying the, like, the end of Josh and Tubby at the least, right?
Right, yeah.
At the least. Yes. Like, Penny was the right man. I'm really talking more about Josh and Tubby. Like, the circumstances really mandated Josh, and Tubby was an absolute disaster.
Right.
Memphis has the facilities and the resources to hire great coaches, and there are a lot that would sign up to do this job.
I'm thrilled. Continue your emerging, John. Thanks very much. Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
11 to 2, John Martin. Jason and John, every single day. If you're selling your house, let me tell you about Angie. Angie has a son who lived in East Memphis, and they didn't take care of the house that much. And so what do you do then? You pour $30,000 into the house, and you have it open houses, and you hope to get your money back? Or do you call Josh Heisa because he will make you a cash offer within 24 hours? Well, that's what they did. They heard about it. That's what they did. Sale closed 3 weeks later after they first picked up the phone. Angie's totally thrilled with how the process played out. That's Josh Heisaw. That's the kind of thing he can do for you. Give him a call at 901-461-8147. Josh Heisaw and his team at Keller Williams Realty. 901-461-8147 or joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington joins us to talk about the draft, trades, everything else. Big day on the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Well, I was hoping you'd come over and, you know, maybe put on some old gym shorts, you know, and throw on the jersey. And at least, you know, I think it'd be a hell of a show. You're just getting you live, huffing and puffing, seeing if you can do some of those super guests.
Even when I was in shape, Coach, you'll remember I couldn't do it.
So I'm confused. You said when you were in shape. So when was that again?
Okay. To be fair. Okay, that's fair.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF6 95, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 780, 169, MSRP 21820, plus finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
My kids call me Tom. So unnerving. Every day, the older one's like, how you doing, Tom? I go, hey, I'm not your f***ing stepdad, all right? I wish I was. It'd be a lot easier, but I'm not.
From his multiple Netflix specials, comedian Tom Segura brings his new tour, Come Together, to the Orpheum Theater September 1st. Get tickets Friday, 10 a.m. at TomSegura.com. Don't miss Tom Segura, Come Together.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
It's Rob Joyner and James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Bettinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or James Davis. DavisStore.com.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or Canada Dry. Select varieties or buy two, get two free with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spring is the best season in Memphis. We can agree on that, right? All the colors, all the trips and the celebrations, and the entire city springing to life again. Well, the same thing is true at Oak Hall. The place is bursting with color these days. Oak Hall has brand new collection from Cricut that you really have to see. They've got brand new knit shirts and spring outerwear from Holderness and Born, and of course, all the stunning clothes you expect from Vuori, Faherty, and Peter Millar. So whatever you're looking forward to, whether it's a spring trip or backyard barbecues or a wedding, make the best season in Memphis even better by visiting your friends at Oak Hall.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Are you looking for homeowners insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. What's the Erie Rate Lock? It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. So please get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, 867-SAVE, 867-7283, on the web, rookinsurance.com.
Your window into affordable luxury is Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis.
At Pella, we offer quality replacement windows at any budget.
I can't believe the price of my new windows. They were so affordable.
If I knew I could afford windows and doors as gorgeous as these, I would have chosen Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis years ago.
Right now, save 25% on your entire project or get 50% off installation.
The highest quality, the greatest value.
Choose Pella Windows and Doors of Memphis, your window into affordable luxury.
Get ready, because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage, $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, we Gossett, $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, we Gossett, $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett and Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 0983, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 01-10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZ 05-3896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip-smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Served just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Young heart. All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Time Has Come Today by the Chambers Brothers. Time has indeed come today for the NBA draft, or at least the first half of it.
We had some action last night. Some considerable action last night as the Knicks get Mikal Bridges for 5 first round picks, and then this really interesting deal between the Nets and Houston, as each are betting on whatever collapse by the Nets by themselves and Houston betting on the Suns. We'll get to that one in a minute. What did you make of Mikal Bridges going to the Knicks for 5 firsts?
I mean, it's an awful lot. I mean, Mikal Bridges is a really good player, an extremely useful player, and a really good contract. But when the Grizzlies made a bid for him, at least the first time they made a bid for him 2 years ago, that contract was still going to run for 4 more postseasons. And so they offered 4. I heard 4 is reported as 4. Some people have suggested more. I don't think they could have offered more than 5 under the rules at that point. But they offered a lot of picks for Mikal Bridges when they would have gotten 4, potentially 4 postseasons out of him. He's got 2 years left now, and the Knicks just sent 5 and a poo-poo platter of swaps and second-round picks and all this other stuff. It is a huge, huge haul for a player who is best equipped to be like the number 3 guy on a really good team, not the number 1, but he's really good. The team is really good. Obviously, there's the extra stuff of the relationship between him and the other stars on that team. And I think the Knicks, and I'm not saying they're wrong to feel this way, they're drunk on, like, we're good. We're finally good again.
Right.
And the city loves, and our fans love our team, and we're good. And they're going to love this team even more, and we're going to be even better. And, like, let's just do this. And, like, whatever happens in 6 years happens in 6 years. But let's be really good and really fun right now. And I appreciate that. I think they're going to be really good and really fun.
Well, there seems to be a spirit of, like, we've seen teams, Minnesota, throw first-round picks to get Rudy Gobert. Like, we've seen this, and it feels like if it all collapses...
Minnesota got to a conference finals out of it.
And then if it all collapses, then you just do what the Nets are doing now. And maybe you go try to reclaim your picks. That's what the Nets are doing.
This is a weird, and I'm not schooled enough on the way modern finance works, and I don't really want to be because I find it culturally kind of a downer. But this feels like the whole financial manipulation world has really encroached on the NBA, and it's just this thing of betting against teams and betting with so much of that is what's happening right now.
Yeah, Jeffrey was saying it feels like finance market here.
Yeah,
exactly. Said that earlier. You're very clearly. I mean, that is. We'll get to the other one in a minute, but yes, what Houston is doing is betting against the Suns, and
they switch from betting against Brooklyn to betting against the Suns, and so Brooklyn's not betting against themselves. And
Brooklyn is betting against themselves,
right?
Well, and there is an integrity in what Brooklyn's doing. They're like, we are gonna we're gonna be wholeheartedly in on this disassembling ourselves and tanking.
Right.
Let's make sure we have our own pick to be properly rewarded for that. Woj's story on this said that the Grizzlies, this not just 2 years ago, but this month, assembled a package. Were one of the teams that assembled a package to try to get Mikal Bridges. There's a sentence in a story saying that they were one of the teams. Doesn't surprise you that what would you?
I feel like we've talked about this to some degree. I mean, the Grizzlies made a huge offer for Mikal Bridges. And to some degree, the details may have shifted. My assumption is that has been a standing offer.
Right.
Like, yes, we are interested in Mikal Bridges whenever Mikal Bridges is available. Yeah.
And you would have, had the Grizzlies been able to do this for 4 first-round picks last night, you would have said good on you?
The details matter. Maybe. Maybe. I mean, the difference between now and when the Grizzlies made a bid for Mikal Bridges 2 years ago, which is the same time, by the way, they made a bid for OG Anunoby, who
right.
the Knicks subsequently acquired. It's the same moment where I believe they made. I don't know if this has ever been reported, but I'll just say it. At that same point, they made an offer for Alex Caruso, who has since been traded. They made an offer, I know, for Dorian Finney-Smith, and they probably made an offer for seven other people,
right.
like the that I don't know about.
Right.
You know, the same ilk. When they were trying to replace Dylan Brooks, right? They ended up doing Marcus Smart for two picks. They were shopping multiple picks all over the league, trying to find a player for that slot, right? And Mikal Bridges was top of the list. When they made that offer, then A, they had not filled that slot yet.
Right.
And B, Mikal Bridges is going to be under contract for four more postseasons. And so if you make the offer now, and I believe that they made an offer, you're getting Mikal Bridges under contract for two more postseasons, and you have filled the slot with Marcus Smart. So it's a little bit different
and
dynamic.
Unlike I think the Knicks have a conviction that they're going to keep him, whereas the Grizzlies may not have had the same conviction if they would have kept him
after
2 years.
I think if the Grizzlies had traded for Mikal Bridges, they could not have... Setting aside your conviction of keeping or not keeping Mikal Bridges, you're putting together Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, Jaren Jackson, Mikal Bridges for two seasons, and I think you have a conviction you're not keeping all four after
right.
that, right? Whoever
right.
is the one right. that ends up not staying, it's not going to be all four after that point.
This has repercussions. It means that that may impact the Grizzlies. It means that Isaiah Hartenstein is available. Everyone thinks the Knicks aren't going to pay him, but too expensive, right?
I think if that impacts the Grizzlies, it's a trickle down. It's right. not a. I don't think
he
the Grizzlies are
in the market yeah.
for Isaiah Hartenstein. Now it could be he goes to some other team that is now not in the market for some other center, and like it's all interconnected. But I don't think. To me, that deal last night raised the questions about what's going to happen with Isaiah Hartenstein. Is he more likely to change teams now? And from the Brooklyn side, Nick Claxton, their center, more likely to change teams. Those are like interesting questions for the NBA. I don't think either of those players is a candidate for the Memphis Grizzlies.
And not Claxton because?
I think, A, 2 months. I mean, he's a free agent. He's not going to sign for the right. mid-level exception.
Yeah,
so
too expensive.
I don't like the fit. I like the fit right. Hartenstein better. I don't think the fit's good with Claxton. So you add the price and the fit. I just don't see it.
Yeah. And the Knicks, I think, have realized, the reporting seems to be, they're limited in what they can offer him because of
complicated financial stuff in the league, early bird rights.
Got any, if the Nets are still in the tank mode here, which they seem to be, and still sending out players, do you have any interest in Cam Johnson or Dorian Finney-Smith?
I have more interest at this point in another player who's suddenly come up, and there's been some reporting on, and who I've mentioned in the past is De'Ron Sharpe, their backup center. It seems to me like that if they're going to lose Claxton, they're more likely to try to keep him, given that he's young. Finney-Smith and Cam Johnson are players I like. I might have interest in them, but at this point, the contracts are pretty big.
Yep.
And again, you got Marcus Smart now, and you got Vince Williams now, and you have Gigi Jackson now. And so do I want to be paying Cam Johnson $23, $24 million or Dorian Finney-Smith $15 million relative to those players I already have? So I think they're less enticing now.
You got to assume had they acquired Bridges, which is deeply theoretical, you would have assumed they would have figured out Marcus Smart would have gone. You would have packaged him somewhere. Like you wouldn't have just added him.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's say Cam Johnson, I think, is like something like $23, $22 million. I don't know if I'd trade Marcus Smart for him. Would I trade Luke Kennard and Zaire Williams and a pick for him? I mean, that might make some sense. But then, how does that fit in your finances going forward if you're adding that $23 million salary to Jaren and Dez and Ja and Marcus Smart, right? And you haven't filled your center hole.
Right.
So I'm a little skeptical on those.
Before we get to more Grizzly stuff, so then the other deal was Brooklyn reclaiming their pick. Honestly, the biggest one, pick swap next year,
right.
is the biggest one from Houston.
The runway is fully clear to be terrible next season.
As bad as they want to be.
That's right.
Next year, and then another pick after that. But what's interesting, and so what they gave up, was they gave up a bunch of Suns, picks.
More. Roughly speaking, more. Like they got two of their own, they gave up like three or four of the Suns.
You do wonder though, like literally, if you're Houston,
why would you want to bet on the Nets?
The safest bet to stink in a great draft, you think the Nets are not going to actually stink as badly.
The conspiracy theory, it's not even conspiracy theory, Woj just sort of reported this. It's sort of twofold. one, you're getting more, and you're getting more that goes out longer, which increases your runway of using them.
Right.
And then B, you're in a position to squeeze Phoenix.
Phoenix, right.
Either tell Phoenix, like, you know, if what you're doing doesn't work, you got a choice. Either you're bad and we benefit from your badness,
right.
Or you have to hit the eject button and we're the team you have to deal with to hit the eject button.
Right, we'll give you your pick. We will do for you what we are now doing for Brooklyn.
Yeah,
we're going to send it back. We'll give you your picks back, but you got to give us Devin Booker.
Yeah, Booker or Durant or whatever form it takes, right? And so you're sort of putting the squeeze on Phoenix in both directions.
Just unbelievable.
Diabolical.
It is diabolical, really. Yeah.
I think from a Grizzlies perspective, I would hope that Houston's big scheme works in the form of getting Kevin Durant and then they get 25 games out of him. You know? That's what I would root for.
It's double diabolical. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. With the Grizzlies, there was this rumor floating around that there's some interest in a deal involving, but Miami might be interested in moving up from 15.
Jake Fisher threw that out in a column yesterday.
Yeah. So what do you make of that?
So I it makes sense to me that Miami might be interested in doing that.
Right.
If there's some player they're targeting, you know, there's speculation, could be Tristan Da Silva, could be Devin Carter, like someone, Tristan Da Silva I would think would be there at 15, but who knows. It would make sense to me if there's a player they like, they'd want to move up for that player. It's clearly makes sense to me that the Grizzlies might want to move down if depending on how the draft shakes out. The problem is, okay, what's being exchanged here?
Right.
And
what's the incentive? What's
Miami's the other pick in the draft is at 43. Grizzlies already have one at 39, so I don't think that's appealing. If I read the fine print correctly, I did look this up this morning, and it gets very, very confusing, and there's a lot of stuff there. But at a glance, I don't think Miami is allowed to trade a future first-round pick until 2029. And so I just don't think moving up from 15 to 9 in this draft is worth the risk, even if I were protected pick that far out in the future. So I don't see Miami wanting to do that. And so I don't know what – the only thing I can find on the roster is I'm going to send you Jaime Jaquez.
Right.
They do have a young power forward, Nikola Jovic, who's kind of interesting, and he's on a rookie-scale contract. And that seems like too much to trade to move up a few spots, but also like it's sort of the same player, Santi Aldama, in a way. So I don't really see what the deal would be. I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, but the deal is not does not leap out at you of what it would be.
And Luke Kennard, you wrote a little bit yesterday's column. There's another column today which I've tweeted out about the possibility that Luke could be traded. What would that?
I don't know what it could be. It could be all kinds of things.
Go ahead.
What was your question about it?
Well, I guess my question is that which way does it? Do the winds seem to be blowing a particular way?
To me, what's meaningful about this, if you believe, and I do believe, I have some independent knowledge beyond the other reporting, if you believe the Grizzlies are open to trading Luke Kennard at $14.8 million, that tells me two things. One, they have not wrapped him up on a new contract that they're happy with.
Right.
And two, they are willing – there's a very good chance the Grizzlies wind up under the tax at the end of the week. But if they are shopping Luke Kennard or talking trade or exploring trade about possibilities with Luke Kennard, that tells me they are also willing to be over the tax because you're not trying to trade Luke Kennard to get off of his salary. You can just let him go and make him go poof for nothing.
So if you're trading, you're bringing
money back. And if they're bringing money back in a Kennard deal, they're almost certainly going to be in the tax. So that tells me that that the path that would lead them into the tax is very open to them. I'm not saying that's where they'll end up, but they have not ruled that out at all. And if you're trading Kennard, I think you're likely at some deal involving trying to address your center situation. It could be something else, but that seems likely to me.
If you had a bit wager yes or no, will the Grizzlies pick at 9?
You know, Drew and I did this on the pod, and it's a close call only because it is much easier to just take the pick you have than to trade it because you got to find somebody to trade with. That said, I think there are trade options. At 9, there are trade options up, down, and out. You got 3 different paths you can take, and I think there's a lot of reason to want to take one of those paths given the way the draft's shaking out. So I'm going to say they're going to make a deal of some kind. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
– At 9.
I think even more – I agree. I think I'd wager vaguely that they would make a deal. Partly because they can go up, they can go down, they can go out. But also the constellation of players who will be available.
Yep.
Like I saw, heard someone today talking about how they don't want Zach Edey at nine, and they don't want a project. Well, that's really, unless it's Dalton Connect, there's nobody, there's no,
or maybe Devin Carter.
Yes, maybe the other one. They're all Ron Hollins or Cody Williamses or these guys who are.
Tijon Saloon.
And so it seems like just the way it's, we'll see how it falls, there's even more incentive to like, this is, they might all be, now maybe, who knows, one of those guys may turn out to be Mikal Bridges.
That's
like
right.
The most valuable thing it appears you can have in the league. So it's not right. It's not worth nothing.
Cody Williams could turn out to be Jalen Williams, his brother.
My read
for my own view of things is similar to what you've just suggested. But the mystery box is, what is the Grizzlies' read?
What is Zach
Kleiman's read? You know, it may not be the same as our read, you know? I don't know internally. Maybe they think Cody Williams or Devin Carter or Ron Holland or whoever, maybe they think that player X is the third best player in the draft and like, we're going to get this guy at nine. I don't know.
Well, isn't that, and it's funny, I go back and forth with this because this idea, I sort of push back against the idea that there's a bucket of players who are all the same and so we can get one of those players. Like, it seems to me that's just not, like, in that draft where Mikal Bridges taken, you had Kevin Knox taking the pick before
similar kind of player, similar
right.
range.
Right. And so they're not the same.
Right.
Your job is to know which one's good. You know, I'm not expecting to be perfect.
Oh, I think it's highly unlikely. If you look at the four players we've been talking about, like in terms of, like, you know, two or three of them will be there. Dalton Connect, Devin Carter, Ron Holland, Cody Williams. They're all wing perimeter players projected in the same area of the draft. I don't think the Grizzlies think they're all the same. I think the Grizzlies probably have very stark differences of opinion among them, right?
Right.
But I don't know what those are.
Yeah, those of us who haven't, and we may have opinions too, but we haven't spent our whole year interviewing them. You know, that the job is to have a conviction. Again, you can be wrong, and I forgive them if they're wrong. People are wrong all the time.
Right.
But that's why trading down to 15, 16, 17, you get the same player. Not really. Like, now, you might think you really like a guy who's
projected.
Well, you
trade down if you're getting the guy you think you're going to take at nine anyway.
Right, anyway.
That's like
the
Zach Edey thing. If you think, like, we'd probably, if we had no other option, we'd just take Edey at nine. Can you trade down to 12 and still get Zach Edey?
Right.
It's that kind of thing you're trying to do.
And there you have information, intelligence, whatever else. You have actual information that you're at least betting on and whatever else. Is there anything that they would do tonight that would, like, if they just sit there and take a wing, take Ron Holland, will that be disappointing to you? Do you think they would be fairly criticized?
Well, it depends on the follow through a little bit at the end of the day. The scenario which we've talked about that I think would be disappointing would be draft a perimeter player who does not have an obvious path into your rotation opening night at nine. Decline Luke Kennard, sign Andre Drummond, Jonas Valanciunas, Jalen Smith, Goga Badazi, whoever, to be your center for $7 million, and then that's it. That, to me, is the outcome that would be disappointing.
But we won't know that tonight.
Not necessarily. That path either will still be open or will be closed off, right? Tonight. That would be the scenario that would be disappointing to me. My hope is that they address the center situation tonight, basically, one way or another, whether that's by getting a center in the draft or making a trade for a veteran. I don't have a lot of belief in the upside outcomes of being able to address that center situation
subsequently
post-draft.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think that's when you're getting into, like, you know,
can we
free up enough salary spot to sign a guy who's, like,
there's
probably should be a backup anyway.
There's not a free agent out there who...
The most free agent money they could have is $13 million, and that's by getting rid of Luke Kennard. And you're not getting Isaiah Hartenstein or Nick Claxton for that, I don't think. So, like, you know, you're still talking about the same guy.
So there is real pressure to get this thing, the same thing at the center tonight.
From my perspective on the upside outcomes, there is. But, again, what's their perspective, right? Is it possible that a lot of what's out there is, some of what's out there, by the way, we'll find out it's not true, or hopefully we'll find out. Some of it is not true. Hopefully we'll find out it's not true. I suspect the wanting to trade it for Donovan Clingan is true. Some of the other stuff, I don't know, but it's entirely possible. Like, there could be a curveball, right? What if they trade for Kyle Kuzma tonight and say, we're playing Jaren at the five and we're playing five out, and like all this Zach Edey Clingan stuff was overblown.
Right.
That's a possible scenario too. You know, I mean, who knows? No one saw Marcus Smart trade coming when it all happened.
Yeah. Did you write about? There's been reporting of a Jonas going to the Lakers. I mentioned that.
Yeah, that was in someone else. One of these notebook columns that's running around. Someone mentioned Jonas as someone the Lakers would look at in free agency. Yeah.
And then finally, you engaged in an exercise and urge people to read the column up at the Daily Memphian where you take a stab at guessing who the second round picks might be.
I have spent zero time watching second round guys.
How did you, what was your process
here? So I did this exercise a few years ago. It was the year they ended up with Santi Aldama. And what I did on draft day was I looked at I took an aggregate mock draft and took the guys projected in the first round and took them off the board and said those are first round guys. I'm only looking at second round guys. So of the second round guys that were left, I looked at four published, not mock drafts, but player rankings: John Hollinger's, Kevin Pelton, Sam Vecenie's, Kevin O'Connor's. Hollinger and Pelton I think are particularly useful because they do a lot of stat based stuff, and I think the Grizzlies do as well. And I looked at commonalities, like what players that are second round guys are like high second round guys, not in mock drafts, but on these guys' player rankings, top 40 guys.
Right.
And I looked for the players that showed up on three or four of the four list. And when I did that 3 years ago, there were like a handful of players that showed up on all three. One was Santi Aldama, who I'd never even heard of before.
Right.
And then two others ended up being the two best picks in the second round, Herb Jones and Ayo Dosunmu. So I did basically that exercise again, and I came up with a handful of players that are sort of commonality players among those rankings that are projected to be second rounders.
Do you have any names off the top of your head?
That pops up the most is this French guard named, I'm going to mispronounce the name, Pacome Dadier. Now, he is projected as a second rounder, but he is projected as a high second rounder, so I don't know if he's going to be there at 39 when the Grizzlies pick. But some others that pop up a lot that might be there's this undersized center out of San Francisco named Jonathan Mogbo, whose game sounds very Draymond Green-esque, you know?
Right.
And there's Harrison Ingram, who played at North Carolina, as a guy who pops up. Cam Spencer, who played at UConn on the national title team, pops up. And there's this sort of 3-and-D wing from Washington State, I believe, called Jalen Wells, that pops up. I don't know.
That's tomorrow.
Cam Spencer's only one of these guys I've even watched play basketball.
Right. Yeah. You can read that over the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
This would be a... head on into O'Call. You get your first pick, second pick, third pick, whatever else. It's all beautiful clothes at O'Call, and it is blazing out there. So whether you're headed to the beach or whether you're headed to a wedding or whatever travels you have in mind, or you just want to spruce yourself up for summer, go in and see our friends at O'Call. They got swimwear, stunning swimwear in there. You walk in, and honestly, I just feel good every time I walk into the place. People are friendly. The clothes are beautiful. The only thing is, honestly, I want everything. You just look from table to table to table, and the stuff is absolutely beautiful. And so wherever you are headed this summer, we're lucky to have a store like O'Call in Memphis. Get in there soon. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, talk to Sam Hardiman. Oh, the taxes are going up. We got a tax hike yesterday. And the police chief got a pay cut. And, more on the Elon Musk situation and all of that. We'll talk to Sam Hardiman when we return. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Mike Norvell on X at Coach underscore Norvell. Coach, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Definitely an honor to be on your show, brother.
How about it, man? Who knew? Who knew? Not me. Not me. Not you either. How about that? Good Lord.
Nah, really proud of you, though.
Appreciate
really,
it.
Really proud of you.
Appreciate
you're
it.
You're off to a great start for your career.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6580. That's 800-583-6580.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local PF Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. PF Chang's and AmericanEagle.com. Another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEBNOW1. That's 877-WEBNOW1.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. You know when people ask if you have a good dentist to recommend?
Well, I have a great dentist. It's Mehdi Sadeghi at the Smile Center. I've been going to the Smile Center for years now. My three boys all go there too. Mehdi is skilled, he's cheerful, and has always found time when emergencies arise. I honestly couldn't imagine a better dentistry practice than the Smile Center. It's where I send all my friends. So if you're looking for a great dentist, go where my family goes. The Smile Center is conveniently located in Germantown, or you can check them out online at smilecentermemphis.com.
At Take 5, we're faster than you think. That means we'll change your oil and have you back on the road before you can count all the change in your center console. Cha-ching, baby. Just sit back and relax while our fast, friendly team does all the work. Take 5, the stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Of these empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Hi, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian on X at Sam Hardiman. And we got a lot to talk about, Sam. We didn't even have you last week. That was sad. So we're glad to have you back with the news of, I gather there's going to be a 49-cent tax hike. Is that correct?
That is correct, Jeff.
So what's that mean? What's 49 cents mean?
Well, I was doing the math for you. Are you comfortable with me sharing what this is going to mean for you as an individual?
For me as an individual?
Yeah, I looked up your house and everything.
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
I don't think so.
For a house with $200,000,
yeah,
worth $200,000, it's going to be about $250 a year.
For if it's for worth $200,000, uh-huh, yes.
Yep, for a house that's worth $300,000, it will be about $375 per year. For a house worth $400,000, it will be about $500 per year on your property taxes. And let's keep in mind that you'll also be paying, and the city council did this last night, they raised your solid waste fee, which you pay every month on your MLG&W bill, $12 per month. So you'll be paying an extra $144 a year for that. And you will also, Jeff, and this I will razz you on, when you go renew the gold minivan, whenever the gold minivan yeah, gets renewed
yes,
next year,
it's really more
you
tan.
Will be paying,
it's more tan than gold. It's more tan. Jeffy, wouldn't you say it's more
I've
of a tan
it, Jeff.
Minivan?
It's a light gold.
I think it was gold at one point.
It's a dirty gold.
Yeah. Dirty
anyway,
gold.
Yeah, what?
Instead of $30, it will be $60.
By the way, is there... It's interesting because, I mean, I saw Jerry Green, for example, she was pushing for more registration fee. Like, is there some pushing for more of one and less than the other or whatever else? Is one more palatable than another, property tax versus boosting the solid waste fee versus boosting the car registration fee?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Councilwoman Jerry Green because she was very pro pushing the car registration fee and raising the car registration fee, and that was largely her brainchild, and it got shepherded over the finish line with her help and that of Councilwoman Janika White. And Councilwoman Jerry Green was also one of the five who voted against a tax increase last night. And because she didn't want to raise property taxes. Well, I don't mean to be confrontational in the way I say this, but taxes and fees are the same thing. They are the government securing revenue from you, okay? That is what they are. Let's call a fish a fish, okay? And so it was an interesting sort of political thing of, oh, I was against the tax increase.
Well, that's what I was asking. I just didn't know. Like, is there some principal reason why? And I suppose, I mean, honestly, auto registration fee is more regressive than a tax increase because at least those of us who live in, you know, mansions are paying a greater percent of that, whereas everyone, no matter how rich or poor you are, has to pay the same car registration fee.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that is how that works. That's right.
So, once again, give me the numbers real quick again. Auto registration fee goes from what to what?
For a Class C vehicle, passenger vehicle, which is what we're mostly driving around, goes from 30 to 60.
Okay.
Your solid waste fee goes up to $12 a month. It was supposed to go up to $6.90 a month, $6.90 a month. Now it's going to be $12 a month. This starts July 1st, so your next MLG&W bill most likely. And then your property taxes are going up roughly 18%.
Okay. And what are we getting for this?
Well, you're getting a balanced budget. Because without it, the city of Memphis was going to have to cut significantly more from the budget. And it already cut 10% in most departments, first of all. So people listening say, oh, just cut the fat, cut the fat. A lot of fat has been cut. Okay? And what was facing the Memphis City Council yesterday is they had about $860 million in expenses. And they had $793 million in revenue projected without a property tax hike. This property tax hike is going to raise roughly about $70 million, $68 million, $69 million and change. And it will take the city up to about $858 million budget. And that will allow the city, with some other cuts that were made around the edges last night, to put $10 more million in its rainy day fund. Why does putting money in the rainy day fund rather than spending it matters? Well, it affects the bond rating. And so if you want more bang for your buck when the city is borrowing for civic projects, you want a better bond rating. And the city's rainy day fund has gotten rated quite a bit in recent months.
The other thing I was stunned to see yesterday as they're trying to figure this out, literally last day, it appears, I think this is when the story popped, that all of a sudden they discovered an extra $15 million in police overtime that they owed. How does that happen?
Yes, for the current fiscal year, the one that ends in a matter of days here, ends on Sunday, June 30th, the city of Memphis had to raid the rainy day fund yesterday for $15 million for police overtime because when the city runs a lot, as we've talked about before, a lot of vacancies in the police department. Those vacancies are then picked up by overtime shifts. It's pretty intuitive, right? Well, the city gave a 14% raise to police officers last year. They did not correspondingly budget for what that would mean when you're paying people time and a half for overtime. And so when, as at the wire here, they came with, you know, I mean, and the closer you get to the wire in terms of the end of the fiscal year, the more accurate the numbers are. Because keep in mind, like, these overtime numbers are living, breathing documents every single day. Right? There's probably overtime being racked up right now as we speak. And so that's what happened. And so there was a lot of frustration from the Memphis City Council. There was a lot of blaming the former mayoral administration, former Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland's administration, for sort of not forecasting this appropriately and sort of leaving the bag for this city council and Memphis Mayor Paul Young's administration.
And then finally on this front, C.J. Davis, the police chief, got a pay cut.
That's right. And so what had happened, and we talked about this last year when we reported this at the Daily Memphian, is C.J. Davis was making about $281,000 a year, which is the highest paid city employee. That's more than the New York City police chief, police commissioner, Chicago commissioner of police. And what had happened last year, that 14% raise that I talked about for rank-and-file police officers, well, that actually also got applied to MPD brass. It got applied to the highest of the high in the department.
I see.
And when that news was reported, it did not sit well with the Memphis City Council. The Memphis City Council sort of revived a sort of long-forgotten statutory requirement that they have of manually setting the salaries for police director and other statutory employees that are written into the city charter is what I'm talking about. And so as part of that resolution, which was part of the budget last night, They cut her salary down to $246,000. Her salary is now equal to that of Fire Chief Gina Sweat, and the two of them are still the highest paid together, the highest paid municipal employees.
And Mayor Paul Young didn't seem, reading your story, didn't seem that pleased with us.
He did not seem very pleased with it, but he's sort of between a rock and a hard place. He said to the city council that it seemed punitive, that it seemed like they were punishing C.J. Davis. And look, I mean, she's got an uphill battle to get confirmed in the coming weeks because he's going to bring her table, the reappointment, back to the city council. So I think that that should be maybe seen as a reading the tea leaves a little bit, that that's still going to be an uphill battle. He did not see, but he, in terms of a rock and a hard place, he can't veto the budget. He can't say, no, we can't do this. I mean, because he has to, it's part of the budget ordinance. So he can't line item veto. And so he's probably got to swallow the pill.
This is his first budget. How are, I mean, and he said there would have to be a tax increase. There is a tax increase. Do we think he managed this process and has gotten us through to the finish line reasonably effectively?
Yeah, I would say it's not my job right. to judge, you know, performance, but I would say, look, like he
was
very
he
accurately forecast. I don't think he's pleased, but I don't think he's displeased, right? Like, I think there was definitely some frustration with the city council from the Young administration as time went on. You saw that from Chief Operating Officer Antonio Adams a little bit to the city council last night as this, like, wound down. But, like, remember, this is a deadline, and people, you've been in a newsroom, people get hot around deadlines, right?
Right.
Like, things are set. You know, but I would say that, like, look, he looked at the math and said that there needed to be a tax increase because simply there was a revenue problem. There was a deficit. He was right. You know, like, I'm not sure, like, you win anything for being right there, but, like,
right.
he asked for 75 cents, he got 50 cents. I mean, that's sort of, you know, one of the baselines of negotiation in a lot of ways, right? You start high and then have a place in the middle where you're willing to settle, and I think the Young administration is probably pretty willing for this 49 cents they got last night.
Talking to Sam Hardiman from the Daily Memphian. Separately, you reported earlier this week, I guess, or late last week, that XAI is not going to be asking for economic incentives. Explain. Why wouldn't one want economic incentives if they were available?
Well, there's two things. First, you might want a PR hit for saying, hey, like a PR bump, actually, for, oh, we're going to have billions of equipment that is very valuable, some of the most valuable microchips in the world, an NVIDIA H100. And we're going to pay full freight in taxes on them. That's a PR hit. But also a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes, which is the main economic development incentive that is given in Shelby County, comes with requirements. It comes with government oversight. It comes with minority contracting requirements. It comes with government approvals. If your entire purpose is to build a large supercomputer as fast as possible with minimum oversight, it would behoove you not to have oversight attached to your tax incentives. Because believe it or not, XAI could save probably tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars over the long haul by having a tax incentive because of how valuable the equipment in that building will be when it is fully completed. And so in terms of, we were just talking about the city budget, an underlooked thing here is you get a giant supercomputer with that many microchips online in the next year, really fully for the fiscal year. That could mean a, 10, 20, dare I say 30, from people I talk to, boost to the city's property tax revenue by itself, which is real.
And then finally, where are we on the possibility of a new water treatment facility? So that they won't be tapping the aquifer for this water that they need to run the place.
Yeah, so another piece of news that my colleague and I, Sophia Surrett, reported in that same story is that XAI is literally very far along the tracks, according to a person familiar with the matter, of building their own gray water plant, meaning they would use wastewater, maybe water from the Mississippi River, which happens to go right on by, essentially, and use that to cool its plant rather than tap the Memphis sand aquifer. And so that means rather than maybe use over the long haul one or intermediate term 1.1 to 1.3 million of fresh drinking water gallons a day, they could use other water and not tap the aquifer. And so, again, this is all about they were going to work with local government on this, and they still may, but this is all about speed. They think they can do it faster. The company thinks they can do it faster, and so they're going to do it faster, it looks like.
Sam, thanks so much. Busy day. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, you can read him at the Daily Memphian. Sam Hardiman and his colleagues over there at the Daily Memphian. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Jason and John Show, weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Here's the deal. If you want to talk to Penny, you got to catch him between 8 and 9. That's when he's going to be able to be walking to 9.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long walk. You got 5 minutes. You know, like, that's the only thing.
Yo, man, when I get up there, have him not talk about basketball. I'm not answering basketball questions. They get up there, every question's about basketball.
Bro, that's a tough ass. It is kind of funny the way that whole thing went.
Yeah, what a team is here. Like, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish.
I'm just saying, do you feel like, you know, you've accomplished those things? Like, have you...
With the team being here, they tried to let Parth finish.
And then, I can't let you finish. Penny, are you thinking about being an NBA coach while you're playing this round?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I think about being an NBA coach every single minute of the day. Interim, you know, it's whatever the case may be, you know. No, he should have ambition. It's good. It's okay to have ambition. It's okay to be one of, you know, he's an NBA guy.
92.9 FM, ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Elly De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic. And I think each moment is its own living entity. And I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you get a new 5G phone for free. Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit, plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits, or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
No one knows the importance of a great assist more than Lowe's and Leo Messi. That's why we've teamed up to give MyLowe's Rewards members 10 times the points when Messi makes an assist during CONMEBOL Copa America USA 2024. Activate this offer starting June 20th, so when Messi assists, you score. Shop the day after an assist to earn those extra points. Not a MyLowe's Rewards member? Join for free today. Visit Lowe's.com/Messi for more details.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month? And 2024 Kia Telluride LX357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
It's Rob Joyner and James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Meet the new Sonic Groovy Fries. The fries that hold sauce so well, they even have their own. Get your dip on with new Groovy Fries and Groovy Sauce. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Keep telling going, folks. If they want, if you want something framed, there is a place that I would recommend you go. It's the Frame Corner. FrameCornerMemphis.com, 5035 Park Avenue. Let's say the Grizzlies draft a player tonight, Jeffrey, and he becomes your favorite player, and you get his jersey autographed. The place to take that to get framed, ultimately, to hang in your office, because this is going to become, you're all of a sudden, you're all in on Zach Edey. He's your favorite player. He's the Grizzlies' new superstar. You got your Edey signed jersey. Where do you take your Edey signed jersey?
That would be the Frame Corner.
Take it to the Frame Corner. Yes, I'm projecting the future right here. They do beautiful, stunning custom framing. It's 5035 Park Avenue, FrameCornerMemphis.com. What's your level of anxiety, interest, suspense, all of that as we... It's actually, and the way Chris framed it, like, their best chance to fix their center problem might be tonight.
I've kind of been here for a little bit. It's like when you kind of game out all the scenarios.
Otherwise, it's Andre Drummond.
Yeah, you realize the best chance is... The cleanest and easiest chance was tonight. I'm kind of at that point where it feels like we've been talking about it for so long. It's like I'm just kind
enough.
Of... Yeah.
James Wiseman is going to be... His contract is going to be renounced by the Detroit Pistons, so you could pick up James Wiseman if you like.
We'll keep in touch. What is it? We'll circle back to that?
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah, we'll circle
it's
back.
It's amazing. That's how far he's fallen, isn't it?
I mean, injuries...
He's
going
to be the next guy. Number two pick in the draft, even after his polarizing Memphis career. All right, what is coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
This is coming up next on Jason and John. It's Wednesday, so usually Norton Herd will join them. DeMichael Cole's going to join us today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. It is Wednesday, so Cobb will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow. For now, our work's done.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM, ESPN. For all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover Cashback Match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All 650 acquisition fee, Telluride, RG510849, MSRP 38305, Forte, LXS, RE780169, MSRP 21820. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff, I hear you've got the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event going on right now at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. Give me some scoop.
Randy, the scoop is I'm ready to put you in a new Kia for less. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99. Do it, Sonny. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month? $39.99 do it, signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zaxby's has been perfecting chicken fingers for 30 years. So what now?
Now, we go to the sea.
Introducing the Southern Fried Shrimp Meal. With butterfly shrimp that's perfectly golden fried. A perfect blend of cocktail sauce and Zax sauce that we call Zax Tail Sauce. Plus perfectly seasoned crinkle fries. Perfectly buttery Texas toast. And even a drink with perfectly pebbled ice. Here's to 30 more years of perfect. The new Southern Fried Shrimp Meal at Zaxby's. Woo, saucy!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.